Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today, we have some big news from Anthropic, one of our favorite AI companies who has just, they made big news because they just launched a voice mode for Claude. This is something that we saw from both OpenAI and from xAI's Grok. Claude is doing some interesting things. We're going to cover them all here. Before we do, we wanted to tell you about the AI Hustle School community. So if you're not already a member of it, this is somewhere where every single week, Jamie and I, we post updates of our current projects that we're working on, all of like the growth hacks that we're using in our own businesses, the ways we're making money, all of our side hustles that are all enabled by AI. So we're sharing all of the AI tools, all the strategies. This week, I went and did an update on a Facebook ad campaign I've been running for the last week for a project, showing you exactly the top creatives, the top performing things that I've done, how I'm using AI to scale it up in the future, and how it would apply to your business and what you're working on. So if you're interested in that, you can get it. There's a link in the description. And we have every single week a new video breaking down tools, techniques, services that are AI. And so there's over 50 videos in our library, an amazing community of over 300 people. So go check it out. Link is in the description. All right, Jamie, tell us about what's going on with Anthropic.
So Anthropic just announced that they have launched a voice mode for Claude. So basically, similar to some of our other, you know, AI companies, you have a voice mode where you can actually interact with the LLM. And which what's really cool about this is that Claude, specifically in the coding category, is really good. I know Jaden did a lot of the coding for his AI Box app with Claude. And so I think this whole thing could be really cool for those of us who are maybe interested in the vibe coding term that we talked about a couple weeks ago, where you're basically just telling it what to code. But if you could just sit back and have a conversation with it, I think that would be amazing. Jaden, what do you think about all of it?
Okay, the thing that I think is absolutely insane with this is that Anthropic and Claude, they just announced also like an integration with Google Workspace, which I was like, okay, whatever. I didn't think too much about it. What that means, though, now that they have voice mode, is this is truly a personal assistant. So it can link up to all of your Google services. So your Google Calendar, your Google Docs, and you can essentially ask it to summarize your calendar or to search through your documents for certain things. And like, honestly, for me, the calendar one's the most important because this really is starting to replace Siri or what Siri could have been or should have been. And like all of these like voice assistants from Google and Alexa and all the rest of them, like I always remember being like, you know, back in the day being like, oh, those companies, they should just plug ChatGPT into them and then they're going to be so much better. And they didn't, and they kind of worked on their own things. And actually, I guess Alexa did kind of work a lot with Anthropic, to be fair. But what's interesting to me is beyond just me saying like, hey, those companies should plug in the AI models. Now it's actually the AI models that I think have plugged in the voice mode and are now essentially replacing them because they have the integrations. And so, yeah, to me, it's like this literally could be your assistant now that it knows your calendar and like all your Google Docs and like probably your Gmail will be on there soon. It's pretty crazy.
That's awesome. That's, you bring up a great point there because I've recently found myself frustrated with ChatGPT because it will, when I'm talking about like marketing and design stuff, it'll suggest or it'll offer to make me a Canva template for, you know, whatever I'm working on. But then instead of actually sending me a link to the Canva like editable template, it just sends me an image generation. So I would love to be able to connect with Canva. All that to say is I feel like that's kind of the next thing that's really going to be big in AI is being able to connect actual apps and bring a lot of utility to it, such as what Claude is doing here with connecting with Google. So that's cool.
I got to read a couple of the comments over on Twitter because I thought they were funny. Someone said, praying for a non-British voice. I thought that was hilarious. apparently what this actually did, though, and a lot of people are commenting on, is the fact some people are asking for a desktop web version. But what a lot of people are commenting on is that this actually crashed Claude. So I think it actually stopped working for a moment once they launched this. So many people were trying to use it and it kind of overwhelmed the server. So very, very interesting and like really, really cool. This is what they said about it specifically. They said, voice mode enables you to speak to Claude and hear responses through voice, making it easier to use Claude when your hands are busy, but your mind isn't. Voice mode transforms how you interact with Claude by displaying key points on screen as Claude speaks and allowing you to speak to Claude and hear Claude's voice response. So like other ones, what I think is interesting is, like I mentioned, we have OpenAI that's now competing in this place, but Google actually just released something called a Gemini Live, which is kind of doing this. And then Grok has it on X. So I'm impressed by the people that are doing it. Actually surprised that like Anthropic didn't come up with it sooner. But the cool thing about them coming out with it is by doing a voice mode, that means that they have like the AI audio stuff pretty dialed in. And I would be, the thing that I would like low key be really excited about is if OpenAI also, and actually like Grok and maybe any of the others, would release a voice or audio AI that could compete with something like 11 Labs in the future. I'd love for there to be more competition kind of in that field, especially for people that are using this for business or for the side hustles. Any listeners, I think it'd be pretty cool to have more people in there. So that's another thing I'm kind of excited about.
Yeah, no, totally. If you could train a, you know, a chatbot to, or a you know, assistant, AI assistant to do something for you, you could give it a name and actually have it be like a person at your company who is very specialized in a certain area. You know, if you could have it, you have a unique voice for when it's talking to either you or customers, you know, that'd be really helpful and cool. So what other utilities do you see with like the voice side of things with Anthropic? Do you think people will use it with coding or not as much?
I don't know if it will be used as much with coding. I would be kind of interested in that. The thing that I use voice mode for like all the time is whenever I'm driving, I'll have like my voice mode and I'll have a conversation. I'm like trying to be productive and figure out like a project or a problem or solve something. And like obviously can't be like typing or whatever, but it's so cool because it's like, I can do all my Google searches while I drive now that, you know, I used to be like, okay, I'll just drive and maybe I'll listen to a podcast. And when I get to my location, I'll get some work done or figure out the solution to like a problem or a project. Now I'm like, it's like you're actively able to like Google and research and learn while you're driving. So for me, that is what I'm really thrilled about. One thing I will mention though, if you're a free user, you get about 20 to 30 conversations a month. So just for as many credits as you get as a free user. Paid users get a lot more, and only paid users get to use the Google Workspace connection that actually lets it use your Google Calendar and your Gmail and Google Docs.
Gotcha.
Well, actually, sorry, I lied. The Google Docs is actually only for the Claude Enterprise plan, but you can use Gmail and Calendar, which is, come on, that's insane. Can you imagine talking to Claude and being like, hey, like, what was the email I got like 2 months ago? That, and actually, I literally know an email I got. I have no idea where it was. I cannot find this email, but it was for a specific event I got invited to that's like happening in like a week, and I actually kind of want to go to it. Cannot find the invite link in my email anymore. I'm gonna connect it to Claude. I'll report back. But yeah, I think it's really, really useful.
I heard a rumor that in June, apparently Tesla drivers with autopilot will officially be able to be full-time autopilot. I don't know if you heard about that, but if you could actually get a ton of work done, you know, using voice, using Claude while you're driving, that could be pretty cool.
That's super, super cool. And by the way, I'm not 100% sure how they pulled off this voice mode. Like I mentioned, I'd be really excited slash hope that they pulled it off on their own. A lot of people have speculated, because there was an interview where their CEO was talking about doing a partnership with 11 Labs, that it might actually just be 11 Labs' like voice, and maybe they built him a custom one for Claude. Okay. There's five different voices to choose from. So I'll look into it more, but I would be stoked if they were able to make their own. But it seems like there's some surprisingly big players that just use 11 Labs. So wouldn't be surprised me if that was the solution.
Interesting. Well, hey, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those, and we read every single one. And again, check out our school community if you haven't yet, because it's a great place to be and learn how to actually make money online using AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like?
Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.